The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria, in for Lagos. Good morning to you once again. Welcome back to Daily City, the papers, right? It's 7:32 from our studios here. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Just type in Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube, and it will pop up. You can click on it, and voila, you'll be here watching. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
Sheriff, congratulations. We should congratulate you. Yeah, the leader of the pack.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, because if it hadn't been that, if it was something in the reverse, everybody would be pointing fingers at you. So, of course, you know that we are the radio of the year, and this is the numero uno. You know, he's the reason why I'm saying all this is not just because I like you, I appreciate what you have done, and so on and so forth. The major reason why I'm saying it is that on you falls the responsibility for celebration. Yes.
Meaning
grab somebody to drink. Yes.
That's the entire reason of this accolade.
That's all this accolade. After all, what is my own? What is my own?
What is your own? How?
My hand.
Well, you know that you are the ancestor. You have to also, do what ancestors do.
Yes. Ancestors give directives.
No.
Look at you.
Ancestors
must
help.
Look at your country now. When Seun Kuti had this, whatever, the IGP ordered them to go and arrest. But the chairman of the PSC, former IG, he put in his word. He took gave directive. I've given a directive.
You have won.
Good morning, everybody. It's. I was very happy when I heard that. I go to bed early, so when I heard this morning that the radio station of the year, I'm so proud of everybody around here. To be honest, from the bottom of my heart. And we also thank you, listeners. We can't thank you enough. Somebody called in this morning and said something that struck me, and he said that we are all one big family, and that touched me. It reminded me of when the first copy of Vanguard rolled out, and we were there, rolled out from the machines at about 5 in the morning. We're all blurry-eyed, tears and so on and so forth. And I remember Uncle Sam just saying that, well, it's out there now, it's out of our hands. In the media houses don't belong to the owners. They get all the money. But it's the listeners and the readers that actually own these publications and stations and so. And that should be the spirit of the media.
Right.
So these stations belong to you. They don't, we come do a bit and go, come do a bit and go. Okay, so the money goes up, but these stations belong to you, and you must never forget that. Therefore, you have a right. You have a right to be critical. You also have a right to, when we're doing right, you have loads of rights as far as the media is concerned. And we can't thank you. Your criticisms have been taken in good faith. Taken in good faith. And also, we will thank God Almighty. We know we're Africans, and everything that we do, we put God first. Just thank God for this. I'm quite proud to be part of this team. So,
yeah. And we're proud of everybody, those that voted, those that supported, those that cheered us on.
Yes.
We're proud
those
of everybody.
Those that criticized.
Those that criticized as well.
Yes,
We're happy. We're proud of it. It's an award for everybody. Nigeria Info is a community. If you go to Nigeria Info Port Harcourt, Nigeria Info Abuja, it's the same massive community that you experience. Same feeling, same sense of ownership, this sense of commitment, that patriotism. Nigeria Info, nationwide, we know how to let people show that they are patriots. They are, but then the platform allows them to be able to exhibit their patriotism, which is remarkable, which is really, really, it's worthy of being proud of, really. And congratulations to all the winners of awards last night.
So after all this now, when is the day?
The day for?
Let's start
in peace.
But you have to.
Lagos, you're welcome. Let's get started. Let's start with this one here from Vanguard. Yeah, page 5 of the Vanguard. Presidential poll: drama as LP factions clash at tribunal.
I found what happened yesterday, I found it laughable. And so when I tweeted it, I got a lot of criticisms. You know, I've tweeted that, and I have no apologies for my tweet. Because in the first place, I don't think this acting chairman or whatever he is, I don't think he went about what he was doing the right way. Number one, I find that if you're a committed member of a party, during a time like this, even for the country and for your party, this is not a time for you to be a rabble-rouser, to be honest with you. Let's call a spade a spade. Okay, some people say, okay, maybe I'm a supporter of the Labour Party. Even at that, if you claim you want to be the chairman of the party, at this critical moment that the whole world is looking for a resolution of this crisis that we are in, is not the time to be raising that. I think any full-grown adult should know that. Secondly, if you want to assert yourself, this gentleman had no respect for the Supreme Court. It's not in the Supreme Court that you start behaving like a labor unionist. Somebody is seated and you tell him to get up. The proper thing to do is if for any reason you thought somebody had occupied your seat, you report to the authorities. You don't go, you know, in the Supreme Court. In the Supreme Court, you don't go to the Supreme Court and start wanting to struggle. You know, I felt that he could have conducted himself in a much better manner. The way he's going about this leads to suspicion that some people would probably be thinking he's being pushed for somewhere. But even if you're being pushed, for God's sake, let's show some decorum. So I think from the onset, he brought it upon himself, whatever happened to him. And I have no apologies whatsoever for not that I condone it, but well, that's he cast the first stone. I mean, come on, party chairman, you get to a place you want to assert yourself, you call the attention of the registrar and the authorities and tell them, please, this gentleman is occupying my seat. You can't even do this at a wedding, not at a social event. So he didn't conduct himself well. I don't know, you know, the court has ruled that he's the acting chairman, but even at that, and what is special about his seat anyway? He could have sat down honorably anywhere and then lodged a formal complaint. You know, I'm not too happy with the gentleman. I'm not too happy with him. I people should also know that they should take this tribunal very, very serious for the sake of Nigeria. It's no longer about Labour or APC or PDP. It is a Nigerian thing. The future of this country depends on this appeal, this tribunal that's going on. And to use it as a place for rabble-rousing and so on and so forth, I was highly disappointed in this party chairman. No matter the excuse that he has, he could have conducted himself in a much better manner. And generally, I would just say to the Labour Party, to everybody there, please remember that you are representing the interests of many Nigerians at home and even all over the world, those who have interests in Nigeria. When I say you are representing their interests, I don't mean they are your supporters. But what I mean is that everybody is looking for a resolution of the crisis. And we don't want our minds diverted by this kind of trivia and what I will call to some extent bad behavior. So that's my reaction.
On YouTube, Blair Anya says his conduct makes it easy to speculate that he has been planted in that party to cause confusion. Yesterday was a show of shame and he didn't act in the interest of his party.
Well, I mean, it's quite, unless we just have to be polite here. All of us have a sense of what could have happened. Oh, definitely. All of us have a sense of what could have happened. And it's just a pity, you know. Well, let's go on to Abi.
Yes, let's speak our next story.
It's
an interesting one. Violations. Lagos arraigns owner of collapsed building.
Aha! This is very good. And we commend the Lagos State for this. The Lagos State has arraigned the owner of a three-story building along Adesegun Okunuga Street in Elegushi. The owner of the property was his name, Kenneth Okenini, for various offences, including disobedience of an order by Lasbka, Lagos Building Control Agency, and so on and so forth. And the arraignment followed an earlier warning issued by the state government and so on and so forth. So he violated whatever it is and is in court. If he is in court, what about those whose buildings actually went down and people died in the process? We are happy that this has happened. We have an example to go by. But what about instances in which the buildings actually went down? What is the Lagos State government doing about those people? I think fair is fair. Do you get what I'm saying? I think fair is fair. We thank, who is this now? Mr. Gbolahan Oki has done a good job. You know, he's gotten him prosecuted, serve as a lesson. But there's those who at least should be facing charges of manslaughter and so on and so forth. But in the first instance, we don't even know the owners of these buildings. And by the way, let me quickly say here to congratulate Steve Ayonride. He just launched a book. He's a former Lagos commissioner. He launched a book that celebrates the landmark achievements in the film industry. I'm playing a bit of politics here. We never saw eye to eye during number this time.
Right.
But the day we actually met each other, it was a nice, glorious day. We hugged. What was he drinking? I was drinking gin and tonic. You know, and we hugged, clean glasses, and so on and so forth. And I like the spirit. Also, the spokesperson of Aregbesola was there. You know, they knew no peace. But at the end of the day, we all laughed about it. It's important that people know these things, that professionals can clash and whatever. But we don't take it too personal. We don't take it too personal. So, Steve, congrats.
Right. If you're just tuning in, you're welcome. It's Daily Today. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Drop your comments there as we go along. We'll take the ones that we are able to take. Let's take the punch here. Page 2, PDP Labour Party kick as U.S. Secretary of State calls Tinubu.
Ah, well, so the U.S. Secretary of State has called Tinubu. But the PDP and the Labour Party are kicking. The story says here that Atiku says that he was dismayed by Blinken's communication with Tinubu. He says that because he contradicted the position on the position of the US on the general election in Nigeria. So he expected that, the U.S. won't have any contact with him and so on and so forth. Atiku is a former vice president. He knows that America's interest in any country is their own interest. If you can't get yourselves organized and conduct proper elections and so on and so forth, whoever you produce is the person Americans will deal with, because the American interest always comes first. And that's why I respect them. I respect them. If you can't get yourselves organized, if you're busy fighting yourself using thugs and doing all kinds of fraud things during the election, that's your headache. That's the honest to God truth. We should be ashamed of ourselves, really. The way we conduct, our leaders don't even show what you would call a Nigerian interest. It's their own interest. Then they upscale a bit to the party interest. They don't even think of the interest of their supporters. It's their own interest. Anyway, Blinken called, unexpectedly, he called Tinubu.
Tinubu
yesterday. So he would have called him in France. And the statement is that Secretary Blinken spoke this morning with Nigeria President-elect to emphasize his continued commitment to further strengthen the U.S.-Nigeria relationship with the incoming administration. It's called U.S.-Nigeria relationship. It's not called Tinubu whatever relationship. So whoever you put forward, that's it. The Secretary noted that the U.S.-Nigeria partnership is built on shared interests and strong people-to-people ties, that those links should continue to strengthen under President-elect Tinubu's tenure, and so on and so forth. And Tinubu's media officer, Tunde Rahman, and he says that he noted that the matter of endorsement of the incoming administration by the two countries have never been in doubt. He's also referring to the UK, that they got a letter from, what's the gentleman called now? Rishi. Mm. We got a letter from Rishi. Look, these people have their own. They are not going to put a halt to their lives because you can't get yourselves organized. The unfortunate thing is that because you continually are not putting your best foot forward, that's none of their own business. The world is competitive. In fact, let me put it bluntly this morning, the more you fail, the better it is for them. You will continue to be dependent. Any minute from now you'll be hearing about aid. We are going to give you 100 something for vaccines. Mm-hmm. We are going to give you 100 million to fight water irrigation. They know you will work the money. The less developed you are, the better it is for them. That is the way the world works. Mm-hmm. The world is competitive. So it's up to us. I don't blame. I'm happy that Blinken called, because he's paymasters at home. His own people know that, yes, you're pursuing our interests there. If whoever is their president, make sure that American interests are protected. I'm looking forward to the day we'll have that kind of concept. We'll have leaders who will put the interests of Nigeria forward. The only leader that I remember in my lifetime who has done that is General Yakubu Gowon. And thank God he's still alive to hear my appreciation of how he conducted himself.
Indeed. Let's go to page 3 of the Punch newspaper. In fact, we're going to go into the inside pages of
Metro.
The pages 4 and 5.
Let me rush through it so that... Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's going on in your country. Your environmental task force arrests 4,000 offenders. Going to war for those who defy the environment. We expect Lagos State to go on. This environment is terrible, but don't let me waste time on that. Two men jailed for unlawful possession of elephant tusks. That's illegal, you know, and they were given 4 years imprisonment for possession of elephant tusk and pangolin scales. Oh, Willie Thomas, may you rest in peace. He was a strong advocate of this. 1.8 billion tramadol seized in 3 months at Lagos Airport. FRSC blames Sweden as truck rushes Ogun policeman. Kwara police begin manhunt as kidnappers abduct 3, kill 1. I saw this in the social media yesterday. I saw this. This is a gory sight.
What's that?
You didn't see the video of the small child that was stabbed? The knife went from here and came out here. They can't even take it out. The story is here. It says, fleeing Kano woman stabs neighbor's six-year-old daughter.
Oh.
A six-year-old girl, Sherifat Usman, is currently battling for her life. You see, if they take that sword out, so much blood will come. I don't know how they're going to do it. It says that Fatima stabbed the girl to protest her father's advice to her husband to marry a second wife. You know, and she was said to have stabbed the victim many times in her stomach. What is this world coming to? Sources told our correspondent that Fatima was annoyed when she learned that Sherifat's father, a friend of her husband, had been the one advising him to get another wife.
Ooh.
What kind of jealousy is this?
Ooh.
What kind of madness is this?
Ooh.
If you see the video, I took one and I took my eyes off it. I couldn't look at it a second time. The knife is actually stuck in the girl. Went from here to here. Maybe you need to do a session with this.
Who is that?
The doctor from the doctor who came, the psychiatric doctor.
Oh, Dr. Ladejari.
We need to do something about jealousy.
Jealousy?
Yes.
All this rage.
Pouring acid and people killing this and killing that. There must be a way we can control these emotions. I know that poverty will hype it up again. But what is there to be jealous about? If they advise your husband to marry a second wife, it means that he was inclined to do so in the first instance. I mean, I can't advise him to.
As a man, even agree to marry. I mean, that's another thing.
That's even advice. I can't advise you now to take a second wife.
Why? You do that. You do that regularly.
I've never. Of
course, you do that.
Wait.
Everybody knows you do that. You do that on this program now.
Ha, ha.
People can attest to it now. Everybody knows you do that on this show.
Oh, my darling. Me tell you.
You say now, sheriff now can marry more than four wives.
I said you can, but I didn't say you take.
You are indirectly telling me that remember that you can marry more than one wife.
There is a difference between you can and there's a difference.
You say remember sheriff can marry. That's an indirect way of saying you know you can go ahead and marry another one.
For the record, your Mark Obami, just stay where you are.
Sweet that Jerry, please forgive him.
He's sweet that. Which one of them is with that? Is it the one in the middle, the one in Lagos?
There's no one in Lagos. It's just Ibadan.
We just need some clarity. This guy. Okay, well, sweetheart. Good morning. No. Oh, yeah. Next one. Do we have time?
Yes, let's take our last story. This is an editorial from the Punch newspaper. Stop the outrageous governor's pensions.
You see, when you hear doctors want to down tools and lecturers want to down tools and are going on strike, it's not so much the condition, it's the disparity. You need to read this editorial, this Guardian editorial. It says here, stop the outrageous governor's pensions. It says that amid dwindling revenues, you don't have enough money or sustainable salaries, pensions, unpaid gratuities, and other financial obligations. Houses of assemblies have nevertheless been further impoverishing their states, enriching outgoing and former governors with outrageous severance and pension laws. Most of these people, in any case, had their hand in the cookie jar, so this is like a bonus. The Punch reported that 18 outgoing governors would bequeath at least 3.06 trillion debt to their successors. Data from the Debt Management Office disclosed that this translates to 2.27 trillion domestic and $1.7 billion dollars in foreign loans. But despite the prevailing economic crunch and poverty, 17 two-term outgoing governors among the 18 would be entitled to humongous statutory pensions and other perks, including mansions, luxury cars, allowances, security, and even vacation. So they go on to talk about the debts. They make reference to the law that was passed in Lagos State when Bola Tinubu was, when he was
governor.
They called it a sickening generous retirement package for the then outgoing governors, now the president elect. The largest, you remember, included 6 cars every 3 years, a house in Lagos worth $750 million, another in Abuja worth $1 billion, unrestricted access to medical attention and pensionable cooks, stewards, and gardeners. Earlier, 100% annual salaries of the incumbent governor and 300% of annual basic salary were given to the former governors after every 2 years. Security operatives and police officers were also permanently assigned to them. And the Punch notes that the avaricious law was only toned down by 50% in 2021 ahead of Tinubu's bid for the presidency. This paragraph speaks volumes.
Yes, it does. It does.
And therefore, my submission, unfortunately, we don't have enough time, but my submission is that the restlessness you have in the country about salaries and wages is because it has been uncoordinated. It is not in sync. Because a governor who has had at least security vote at his disposal, his hands in the cookie jar, look at all the things you want to give him for having worked for 4 years. So what would happen in the case of Ekiti, where Fayemi did a 4-year term, he would have taken pension for 4 years, he now went back to being governor, is it now going to be double pension? This thing is just not right. It is not right. And our people take this. Our labor unions have taken this. This is why there is restlessness. This is why doctors, today now your doctors are on strike. Because of the disparity. But the doctors themselves, the lecturers and so on and so forth, they failed to put this in the front burner. Instead, you go to bring out 120,000 naira allowance and one reading allowance. The truth is that there is restlessness because the gap is too wide. The gap, what do I say, is too wide. There were some governors in this country who spent half of their time abroad. They just come home, collect their allocation, and go back. If we don't do that, we'll continue to have restlessness in our labor environment. And that's where the key is. And if these people also don't point fingers, I don't know why Nigerians are so afraid to tell the truth. Point fingers at them and say, oh, guy, you, what is your own pension? What work are you doing? What is the volume of work that you are doing compared to mine? We also have that problem with the national. For as long as we are not ready to do that, we, the grass, will suffer. You can't run to a hospital now. You know, our doctors are on strike.
And yes, they're on strike.
This is the first. And instead of the government to quickly call them, they say, oh, we are going to do a work to rule. We are going to do no work, no pay, and so on and so forth, for God's sake. For how long are we going to be subjected to this? On that note, we started on a happy note, and I would like to congratulate Sheriff one more time for the record.
Congratulations to you too, sir.
Congratulations to you. Well, oh God. Bring something.
I'm a lossy next compound.
Which next compound? Next one by is tea and coffee.
Hey, Benoni.
No, but not tea and coffee.
Is good.
No, I'll call Wasu.
Who is that?
Wasu is one of the little guys in the Nigerian brewery. I love a green bottle.
Correct. Thank you so much for coming on the show, sir. Lagos, thank you. Let's take this break. We'll be back with the news. Stay with us, please.
We all have that one friend that always hides everything from everyone else. Like my guy, Sheung, that got 1 gig free data when he downloaded my MTN NG app. Did he share the gist with us?
No!
But we found out, and even something he doesn't know, that we get up to 2 gig data if we recharge 500 naira or more on my MTN NG app with our debit.
And I want to assume that you would run, because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
I want to assume that you would run, because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.